from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Happy Wednesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan, that's in Richmond. And Monumental Sports Network, we're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes.
Good morning to you. Hope all is well. Eric Bickle, sitting to my right.
He's
right
buddy.
Here.
He's right. How are there. You? Morning.
I'm good. Hope all is well with you.
Thank you.
The fourth Junk apparently stranded in traffic, trying to make his way here.
You know, the analogy I often use, and look, we've all been late. JP's the king of being late. and he'll say, well, you're late for segments all the time. Well, sometimes I got to poop. But do you think Matt Lauer ever showed up like late, missed the earth because he was stuck in traffic?
I'm going to guess probably not.
No, he probably didn't miss that many segments coming back from commercial break either. So that's fair.
Could have been in his office.
Could have.
With that door lock button.
That's a very good point.
He might have been locked in his own office. Door locked, didn't work.
Up to some sort of shenanigans that were definitely against workplace standards.
Look at Valdez on his Zing game at 6:02.
Hey, you got to keep the muscle sharp at all hours of the day, Valdez.
Nice.
I mean, everybody knows this.
Nice.
You can't just turn it on and off. It's got to be a thing.
I swear to God, I keep bragging about this. I think I have a cheat code of the way I get to work.
Okay.
Because I drive through D.C., and it takes me a little bit longer, maybe 5 minutes longer, because there are lights. But anytime there's an accident, I just go to the next street over.
Yeah.
And then you're good.
You can't get trapped.
That is.
Unless there's accidents at every single street, which is impossible.
Yeah. There's a car. There's 9 cops pulling guys over.
See, I don't feel like I have that many bailouts as you, as many options.
It is a cheat
code. I do have one bailout where the B-Dub Parkway splits to 50.
Yeah.
That goes down into the city.
Yeah.
So if I see backup to the left, I can bail out to the right.
Right.
Usually that's good.
Right.
Because sometimes 295 getting into the city is a little bit dicey.
Right.
Going through like Kenilworth Avenue.
Right.
It's a bottleneck, even at like 5:20 in the morning at times.
You know what's a bottleneck for me? It's funny. I had to do this yesterday, and I felt like I outsmarted the system.
Okay. Mm.
Is all of a sudden at 5:30, my wife looks at me and she gives me that look and she goes, will you take the stuff to Goodwill? Yeah. Or it's something that's called unique.
Okay.
Whatever.
Sure.
It's
drop off spot for the clutter.
And I looked at her and in my head, I didn't say anything. In my head, I'm thinking, you understand it's 5:30 PM.
Yeah.
Which is where I live off Connecticut Avenue.
Death. You'd rather be dead.
Like I come out of my neighborhood, I turn right and there are cars trying to avoid it. Like a line of cars. To get on the other side I always forget the name of that road.
Most people aren't going to understand this reference, but Jason, do you know how many cars are stacked up at the intersection of Yukon Avenue and just Knowles?
Yes. Where the Stroh Snyder's is.
Like 5:30 p.m.?
Yes. Oh, where the Safeway is.
I'll tell you how many. all of the cars.
Yeah,
right. All every the cars.
Every car in Montgomery County.
Is right.
So
right
my
there.
Normal way of getting out of the neighborhood is I just kind of drive through the Safeway, you know, by the Safeway, pull up. And there'll be some traffic pulling, but at 5:30, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot.
Sure.
You can't even get to Connecticut Avenue because there are 15 cars waiting to turn. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's going to take me forever to drop off this S. I literally just wanted to open up a sewer lid.
Make it disappear.
Just make it disappear. But I did a simple, just pulled over like two streets over to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I hit the light. I pulled right in front of a metro bus.
Yeah.
And boom, I hit all the lights, passed all the traffic, mm-hmm. all the donks waiting, passed by them. I just.
Sure.
God just blessed me.
You found a silly end around.
I found an end around.
Good.
Hit the traffic moving, hit all the lights, got to the unique Goodwill place, whatever. But I couldn't believe how much stuff my wife had stuffed in our car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unbelievable. And by the way, good stuff, too. I was looking at it. I was thinking about Jason.
Quality merchandise.
Like, a guy like Jason and his wife, Teresa, they'd resell this. They'd resell this.
Sure.
They'd resell this. They'd resell this.
The
what
best
are we doing?
You're getting is a tax write-off, if that.
Yeah. Well, my wife made sure I get the
Get the tax
I got
form.
The receipts.
Have to get it.
I got the receipts. We took pictures.
Done. Hey, here comes Flamac.
I had the exact opposite problem
hey,
of you with stacked up traffic. I left my guy Bikey Botts' house last night at 10 p.m. after doing two
drafts,
back-to-back fantasy drafts.
Oh my
Thank
God.
God, they're all done.
Were you in two drafts with him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you guys are partners.
We co-own two teams.
Oh, okay.
So I left his house at 10 p.m. He lives in Dickerson, Maryland.
I know where it
if
is.
You've ever been to Dickerson, Maryland? It's outside of Poolsville.
I've been there.
And Poolsville's deep.
I was taking roads home that, I mean, they look like back road, West Virginia, country roads, like no freaking yellow line down the middle. Have you ever driven on White's Shores Road at 10:15 at night?
No.
But dark, the darkest
I drove
road
on
been
it.
On.
I drove on it at like 2 in the afternoon, and it was still scary.
Well, I was driving that at 10 p.m. after two beers, and it was, I had to take my time. Like I was like navigating, like I got to go like 30 miles an hour. Like I got to go. Hairpin turns.
Right. Well, he's got an estate over there, right? He's got all the animals.
He's got a nice spot.
Yeah.
He's got a farm. He's got a farmhouse.
He's got like a farmette. Yeah, it's like a little mini
I looked
farm.
At buying a farmette years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Like I got out of my car, and the second best smell, well, third best smell. The first best smell is at the Borgata. The second best smell is ocean breeze
coming
into your nostrils.
That is a great one, Kate.
Third best smell, in my opinion.
Your own duty?
No. Ugh. Of course, that's not the third best smell.
I like the smell of my own.
Good job both wearing the same hoodies today, by
hay
the way.
Hay or like the smell of hay in a farmhouse?
Country air smell.
Oh, okay.
I got out.
Manure?
I was like
it's kind of the same thing.
It smells like a farm. It smells like animals. It smells like the country.
Yeah.
I just breathed it in for like 30 seconds before I walked into his house and started drafting like a madman.
So your draft started at 8?
One of them started at 8. The second one started at 8:45.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. One started at 7.
7.
The second one started at 8:45. But
late night
we got
for
you. Done. Got done by 10 at home.
Yep. You were in bed by you were asleep by 11.
Slammed one more beer.
Right.
Went to bed.
Do you still want
three? Had three. There's three beers.
Do you still want to trash your other your owners that you're competing against in the league that you're stealing money from them?
No,
you're not doing. Do that bit anymore.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
See the radar's here.
You're flying under it. Flying under the radar.
Quietly zooming under. I'm just flying under the radar.
You don't think
I'm not calling anybody
out? You don't think it's wise to call all your other competing owners losers?
I'm not going to call people donks.
Yeah. That they don't know anything.
I'm just going to, I'm going to trot out our best lineup and hope it wins.
Yeah.
I had a draft last night, Cakes. You wouldn't approve it. So I don't often use the queue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the Q is
you
to,
should use the Q as your friend. The Q
right.
speeds up the draft.
The Q does speed up the draft. But what I didn't realize
is slowing down the
it
draft.
Automatically takes the Q if you're down.
It automatically takes the Q. So in the 13th and 14th round, I believe it was. No, it was before that.
Okay.
I had nothing but quarterbacks in the Q, and I was going to decide. Do I take Aaron Rodgers or do I take Kyler Murray if they slip?
Mm-hmm.
As my second quarterback, I took Anthony Richardson, which is a
roll
of the dice.
That is. Yeah. That's
right?
true.
But Anthony Richardson on CBS Sports at the time was the highest rated quarterback expert average.
Okay.
So it has Dave Richards' rankings, has Jamie Eisenberg's
Heath Cummings,
and then it averages them.
Yeah.
And so the top four quarterbacks were off the board. Anthony Richardson was there as, like, I think in the seventh round.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to roll the dice with Anthony Richardson. But I felt like I needed to have a solid quarterback in case that flames out.
In case he gets hurt, whatever.
So I put Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, and I can't remember, another quarterback in the queue. And we had the 10th pick in a 10-team league.
Mm-hmm.
Snake draft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It took two quarterbacks, so I've got three.
You need to cut one of them with the quickness. Just cut one and go pick up somebody
else. I've got Anthony Richardson, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray.
You know what I did last night?
Mm.
I stole our guy, Jaden Daniels. I feel like I stole
him. What round?
13th.
Okay.
I waited forever for a quarterback.
As your starter?
Oh, he's our starter.
Ooh,
he's the only quarterback on our roster in one of the leagues.
All right, well, if you think Anthony Richardson's a roll of the dice, Daniels is a roll of the dice.
I understand he's a roll of the dice. But, again, it's a 10-team league, and if he sucks, I'll just grab another quarterback off the waiver.
You know what I would do? You want to feel better about yourself? Go back to those quotes from Zach Ertz a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where he said, Jaden Daniels isn't going to be good in the future.
Yeah.
He's going to be
good now.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping he's wheels up in Tampa in a few days.
How many guys say that about rookie quarterbacks?
Probably a lot.
How many veterans?
You just don't pay attention.
I mean, 10
the only
veterans.
One you're paying attention to is JD.
Well, that's true. But just find me another quote where the guy said, he's not going to be good in the future. He's good now.
Look,
I guarantee that's
probably fine. Keenan Allen talking about Caleb Williams that way.
Go ahead.
This is all I need from Jaden Daniels in week one. 225 yards passing, 1.5 passing touchdowns, 60 yards rushing, and a rushing touchdown. And
you're asking for a lot.
I think that's a reasonable opening game
of a rookie on the road. I mean, come on. All right.
I was listening to Kime, as I often do, and he does a great job. And he pointed out that in Houston's first game, I believe they only scored 9 points.
Yeah.
And they still ended up having that amazing season where they win 10 games.
Might be a roller coaster ride.
So it could take a little bit
bumpy early.
Bowles will be licking his chops with the rookie quarterback.
That's okay. Hopefully Cliff's got him coached up, got him ready.
Okay, so I'm with you.
My confidence is not wavering.
I'm with you. I think JD is the real deal.
There's a pretty amazing stat about the number one pick in the draft when you're a quarterback. Now, Jaden Daniels, number two.
Thank you.
But quarterbacks drafted number one overall since 2002, so that's 22 years, are 0-14-1 in their first start.
Oof.
Wow.
Number ones?
Yes.
Number one overalls. Yeah.
Well, I think you can.
You can't include Jaden Daniels in there.
No, of course.
Now, when you're drafted number one overall,
who the Bears play?
They play the Titans.
You're joining a terrible team.
A W next to Caleb Williams' name.
Yeah,
you think he's going to buck the trend?
I think he's going to help the Bears beat the Titans in week one.
That's a huge trend. It's
a huge trend, but if you play a poopy opponent, it has zero impact.
Well, except you're, again, generally joining a poopy team when you have a team drafting number one.
The Bears aren't that bad. They won 7 games last year. The only reason they're picking number one is because the Panthers are buffoons.
Right.
And they dealt,
like they, had,
they dealt away the world for the Bryce Young pick.
It's not like they had the worst record.
Right.
So it is so a
he's
good
actually
point.
In a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
got Keenan Allen to throw to. He's got DJ Moore. He just got repaid, too, by the way.
Oh, I watched
and
it.
Rome Odunze. Oh, and he can also throw swing passes. Oh, DeAndre Swift, you're out there in the flat. Here's a ball to you.
They got weapons.
Yeah, he's surrounded by good talent.
They got weapons, and he's certainly exciting.
And Cole Kmet's a decent tight end. He's not a superstar, but he's a decent player.
Let's just see. Let's just see how it all plays out.
Look, I'm waiting to see.
Rookies struggle.
I know.
They do.
I know.
He'll have moments.
Yeah, of course.
I think he's going to be very good. By the way, I didn't click on it because I'm just going to pull back the curtain here. I can't subscribe to everything.
What? Okay. What happened?
I didn't update my Washington Post subscription or whatever, so I couldn't click on the article, but I saw the headline. And believe me, I know workarounds. I'll get it.
You'll find it, yeah.
But I saw the headline, which is Commander's schedule.
Yeah.
Something to the effect of the Commander's easier schedule is going to help them.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I like the sound of that.
It made me think again. My initial thought, and I have to look at it again because I haven't, studied it in the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But my initial blink was, I don't see any guaranteed losers. Of course, we're going to lose a bunch of games,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see like dynasties that we're playing.
Right.
Then maybe Philly's pretty darn good, I think.
Yeah.
But like out of conference, I don't see any like, you just guaranteed loser.
Right. Out of conference or out of division?
Out of division. You know what I mean? Out of division.
They play the Panthers. They get them at home. They play the Falcons.
All right, hold on.
Like sometimes in years past, I would look at a game with like Brady and the Patriots, and I go, you know what? Even though I think we won one or two of those games, you pretty much write it off.
All right, hold on.
Like the Packers, you beat them once or twice, but you pretty much go with Baltimore, Aaron Rodgers' peak.
At Baltimore?
That's tough.
I would say that's probably the toughest one. And I would say we're likely to lose it, of course.
I would say at Baltimore, at Philly, at Dallas.
The division
those are probably the three toughest.
Yeah,
I know you said outside
count,
the division.
Because we play them every year,
right.
They're, you know, and we always surprise people every now and then.
Cincy will be tough if Chase isn't there, they're not as good, but I would assume he'll be there.
I'm not saying that we're not going to be underdogs. I'm just saying sometimes I look at the schedule and I go, don't even bother watching this game because we're going to get smoked.
Right.
And then oftentimes we would surprise people, but by and large, you just can look at the schedule and you go, there ain't no way in hell we're going to go to the Rams on the road and beat Aaron Donald. Right. It ain't happening. I don't see that necessarily. I think the Ravens were dogs, clearly.
Well, you're also much higher on this team because of the quarterback and the coaching staff.
Exactly.
In years past, you're like, it's a great quarterback
combo.
Getting good
it's a great
enough.
Combo.
Our defense sucks.
It's a great combo. Yeah. But I don't think it's a murderer's row that we're facing.
I don't think it's a murderer's row.
Yeah. I feel like we should be competitive. Every game.
There's a stretch in this schedule when they're playing the Panthers at home, the Bears at home, the Giants on the road, the Steelers at home. That's right in the middle of their schedule, in the middle of the season. But you kind of have to take advantage of that. You got 3 out of 4 at home against some okay to bad teams.
I agree.
All right, got a lot to get to on a game show Wednesday. Speaking of which, we have tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One and a Wendy's $50 gift card because it is a Wendy's game show Wednesday here on The Fan. Mike Rizzo is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Mike Locksley. He's going to join us at 9:45 as the Terps get ready to host the Michigan State Spartans. He's on the show at 9:45. Also coming up today, we have our final game-by-game Commanders prediction. This is where it gets carved in granite for the season. We're doing that at 8 o'clock. So lots to get to here on the Junks, here on The Fan.
I got it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tell you, I tweeted about this yesterday just for a second. I went to Strohsiders, my local, hardware store, and I was just looking for an outdoor light so that when it's a beautiful day and even like now, I could even hit balls at night, right, in my house, in my backyard. And so I bought this outdoor halogen light. It's like construction thing, something you would see, right? Just something I could plug in.
Just from Where'd you get it?
I got it from Stroh Snyder's. It's like a hardware store, right?
It's like guys have them in the garage when they're working on cars.
Yeah, like real tough guys. Yeah,
sure.
But I bought a cheap one because I'm like, look, I'm not going to use it a ton, but I'll use it a few evenings. I'm having friends come over if we want to hit balls at night.
Right.
I'm going to be able to light it up a little better. So I bought this thing, and I had to put it together. And it was, you know, it's a simple little light. I couldn't believe I had to put it together, like the little base of it. And then I had to, I guess it was a halogen. I don't know anything about lights.
Nope.
I know everybody likes LED. I don't know anything about lights. All I know is I just bought something that looked like a construction site thing, and it had a little tiny little, I guess it's a halogen light.
Okay.
Thing. All right. I couldn't figure out how to fit that damn thing in there. It was weird. It was like this long sliver of a thing. Valdez, I'm sure he's seen it. His dad probably has one of these things. It's this long sliver little light thing, and I'm trying to put it in there, trying to put it in there. Finally, I figure it out. I hear it click in. I plug it in. I put it outside. I got my simulator all set up. I'm like, this is going to be great. I'm going to hit balls here for another 45 minutes, and then I'm going to go to sleep. That friggin' thing... 2 minutes later, all of a sudden I look over, it starts smoking. Oh. And I'm like, I'm going to burn my deck down. What is going on? And then it just went out. It just went out.
You bought a fault. You bought a lemon.
Did you get the warranty? I'm just kidding.
Apparently, people responded to me because I tweeted about it. I was like, what is this piece of junk? I got my greasy fingers on the bulb.
Oh.
And I guess the halogen lights are notorious for this. It just burns up the grease on your fingers.
Unaware.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was not a thing.
How are you
going
to know that? How are you going to know? You're
not supposed to have like surgical gloves.
You're the layman. You don't know that.
Yeah, I'm just a guy. Just a guy trying to fit the freaking light in there. That thing smoked cakes. Literally, I thought I was going to have a fire in my backyard.
So is it full-blown broken?
Just the bulb. But
you fried the bulb with the grease?
I fried the bulb with my greasy fingers.
Oh, nice.
My dirty fingers.
The grease, what was it from? Did you have chicken or something before?
No. I mean, I thought my fingers were fine. But people just say, you know, you have a natural oil to your fingers.
True.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know that was a thing. So it's user error.
So back to Stroh Snyder's today to get the bulb?
No, I don't think I want to deal with something that delicate. I think I'm going to trash it.
So what are you going to get? Just a regular light?
I'm going to get like an LED light. LED! You need LED! Everyone's like, you need LED, Eric!
What'd it go for? 15?
What?
The halogen... Light?
I think I got it for like $30. I got a cheap thing. It was a little case. You know what I mean? Like it kind of looked
eating
like
$30.
I eat money all the time.
Yeah, $30. You just don't even think about that.
I just paid for two hotels in Richmond the other day because I didn't want to be in that stanky hotel.
Yeah. I'd like to see your bills. I'd like to compare bills. Just sit down, you and me, one day. Just compare
bills.
You'd
have a stroke. You'd have a stroke. You might have a stroke. Now.
If you saw, well, I'd have a stroke if I looked at the college tuition.
You'd be going to Stroh Snyder's instead of Stroh Snyder's if you look at his bills.
Yeah, I'd have a stroke. Now, the good news is he's still doing his master's, but it's kind of cheap. I don't even count that. My daughter will be done in one more semester. I got one more semester of that Ivy League tuition to pay.
Right.
And then that's going to be like, and then, you know, my son basically done.
But you've got
like a raise.
I just got my son's air conditioning bill in New York City.
Oh, I'm sure that
he
was
He is
big.
A donk. We called
What's
him yesterday.
What's he keeping yesterday. It at 64 all the time?
We called him yesterday and said, the first month it was like $100. Okay. Next month it was like $250. Last month, this is a one-bedroom apartment. $500.
It's a tiny one-bedroom apartment.
But he basically pays no rent.
That's correct. Well, I pay everything. Right
I know,
now,
but I'm saying, isn't the rent like $50 because it's a family member?
It's a yes, but I'm also paying rent in Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
I'm paying two rents. That's not.
You're paying a lot of nuts.
I'm paying a rent control in Chinatown, and I'm paying a regular rent in Poughkeepsie, and then my son is now. I said, what are you doing?
Is the electric bill?
Yeah, electric bill. Okay, yeah, $500.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I said, he goes, yeah, if I don't keep the AC on, you know, it's at sixth floor Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says, it's 150 degrees
sure,
there.
Of course.
So I kind of understand, but I'm like, dude, when you go to work, he's not there. He goes to work every day. When you go to work, you're going to have to dial it down at a minimum.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to suffer 15 minutes of being a little bit uncomfortable because that's just too expensive.
Right.
Like, at some point, I got to draw the line. And then my wife said, are you even turning off the lights? He goes, no.
No. Clueless. Just clueless. A clueless kid.
Clueless.
Yeah.
So now.
He gets very uncomfortable
on
the air.
Lights. You're turning off the lights.
Yeah.
AC. You're cutting off the AC when you go to work. Or at a minimum, you're cranking it up to like 80 or something.
My comfort in my home is paramount. So, like, if I'm in my room, I just run my ductless AC, which is, yeah. I have a unit in my room. Bills be damned. I mean, I haven't seen a big spike, like, in the electric bill, but if there were, so be it.
I don't think my AC ran at all yesterday. I had the upstairs.
It was so beautiful.
I had the upstairs turned up to 76, but yeah. It wasn't 76 in my, the temp, relax. It wasn't 76 in the room. It was probably 72, 73 most of the day and the
That's
night.
Still a little
downstairs.
Toasty.
I turned it up to 81 because it was about 74 downstairs. I said, perfect.
After your favorite interstate.
Opened up the French doors, courtesy of Window Nation.
Yeah.
Opened up a couple windows, cross breeze.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop, for opening up the French doors.
Drabby, it was cold this morning.
I had no AC running yesterday. Vippy.
Me either. You got to shut it down.
Good.
At this point.
Smart. Now, really? Clueless kids like Stevie Bickle running at 64 when it's like fall-like outside.
No, he is clueless, but I told my wife, tell him I spoil my kids. I said, he's paying half of that. So. That'll teach him a little bit of a lesson. Right. I mean, if I make him pay the whole thing, that's probably about what he's got in his account.
Right, you bankrupt him.
A bankrupt.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
He's paying half.
Right.
Hopefully he learns his lesson.
We talk about money all the time. Don't we always talk about money. So you've got one semester for Meg.
I guess in theory, one more semester for Steven, too.
Okay,
I mean,
so you got two more semesters.
I thought about it as I was driving in today. I'll have two kids colleges pay for.
Right. But you got eight semesters left.
Oh, with the little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be a pain in the ass. Yeah, that's
you got eight plus, you know, maybe more. Who knows?
Is he doing online masters?
He's
Isn't school starting?
Yeah, he's working remotely. So I guess you could say online. I mean, he's in most of the classes he can take remotely. Do you know what I mean? I think there's one or two things he has to show up for. But yeah.
So when does he leave New York City?
Well, here's the thing. I know you're looking at me like you're an idiot. What are you doing on this?
No, I'm just trying to figure
out. Here's how it worked out. He got this unbelievable internship opportunity at this big cybersecurity firm through Lacrosse Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved him. And so they said, you can keep working here and making money. And I told him, I said, well, you should definitely do that because you're living in a rent-controlled apartment in Chinatown. And we had already secured the lease at Poughkeepsie for him to live with the guys as he finished up his master's. And he's like, yeah, I can do it because I can take my classes remotely. And so when he has to periodically go back, at least he has a crash pad.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a
basically
cluster.
He lives in New York City.
No. He lives in New York City right now.
How silly is the Chinese food in Chinatown? He must get
He knows
sick
all
food.
The spots.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
All the spots. And honestly, it's cheaper.
Like legit Chinese food, too. Not like Americanized Chinese food.
Yeah, like nobody speaks English. Like,
well, that's exactly what you want.
That's what you want.
It's exactly
but
what you want.
But I told you, the biggest hack I've seen so far is the $7 haircut.
Ooh, that's nice.
$7.
Does it look like a $7 haircut or it's...
It probably looks like a $7 haircut. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's a 23-year-old guy. Like,
yeah, he doesn't care.
His hair looks like Dalí. Yeah. You know, like... I mean, it's just like, you know, kind of like messy, like you wore a hat or something, right?
Valdez just getting haircut shrapnel over
well,
there.
Well, Valdez, you don't go to a stylist, do you? You just go to a regular barber. You go to a man's man.
I go to a barber.
Yeah,
it's a $21 haircut.
Right, and you don't think it's like some, like I go to a barber, and I'll be honest, it's a mediocre haircut, but it's quick. Yeah.
It's the nuts and bolts.
Yep,
yeah, nuts
exactly.
and bolts.
Nuts
it's very
and bolts.
Basic. And I've told you, I don't even know what to say. But yes, I got...
Two
more semesters with those two, and I'll
then
two kids,
eight.
Done, right. School, they're finished.
JP has 16 semesters left.
Jason calculates it all out.
Dude, it's all right here, brother. I got one semester left.
Right.
I've got $13,000 left in my college fund.
Does that cover the nut?
It'll cover tuition and a few months rent.
Okay.
I'll have to come out of pocket for a couple months because they make you sign a year-long lease.
Yeah.
So my daughter will graduate next May.
Yeah.
But I'll have to pay rent until July 31st.
Tilt. Mayor of Tilt City right there.
So $13,000 left out of all those years, 16 mm-hmm. semesters.
Mm. That would pay for like a week of
You know what? The in-state, just the tuition was at per semester Tech? $7,300.
Love it. Love the in-state tuition.
I'm jealous.
$7,300.
That'd pay for, I don't know.
All right, so I texted Drabby yesterday. I said, can I get John Shambi on? Like, come on.
You love Boo Shambi.
I want to
get Boo because I love Boo. And Boog, he's obviously a baseball guy. He's a play-by-play guy for the Cubs, but he'll talk football. He's a big football guy. I mean, he'll talk
Chicago
any sport.
Guy, right? Probably loves the Bears.
No, he's a New Yorker.
Oh, he's a New Yorker. Okay, yeah, I thought he's Chicago-based.
No, he's Chicago. He lives in Chicago because he does play-by-play for the Cubs, right. But he's from New York.
Ah, got it.
But anyway, he said, Drab, he said, no, we're out on baseball. We're not talking baseball. So I said, all right, whatever.
Grabby,
I mean, I love Boog, and I love baseball more. Second most on the show.
Look
here.
At the calendar. I mean, it's day until the NFL starts.
NFL season starts tomorrow.
Well, no, I said Shambi will talk.
I know,
NFL.
But nobody. John, he's not an NFL guy. Is he calling the
he's not.
Titans game on?
But he would have some insight on NFC East. I just, you know, it was just.
I like him. We can have him when baseball playoffs start.
Anyway,
I got a question.
I got a vent. What?
Whose show is it?
My show.
So why didn't you just book him?
Yeah, because I don't want to. I don't want to deal with it.
He doesn't want the drama.
I just don't want to deal with it.
I understand. You know what I mean?
But I did get a Venmo from Matt Myers this morning for $10 because the Red Sox aren't even close to the Orioles in the division. They're 10.5 back, I believe. That's why he's happy. He's happy because the Orioles, who've won, I think, 3 straight, now have a half game lead over the Yankees.
Did Povich pitch a gem?
It was against the White Sox. You could beat the White Sox. I believe you could beat the White Sox.
By the way, Sports Page is, of course, sponsored by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Matt Myers, it's probably going to come down. The division's probably going to come down to that 3-game series in New York in late September. Because they've just kind of been bouncing around, you know, game and a half here, half game here, game lead here.
They've been pillow fighting all end of summer.
Yep. So it might come down to that 3-game series. I was just looking at the schedule. The Orioles' schedule is really doable. You got to pound the White Sox. I mean, you just have to pound them. White Sox now have 109 losses.
Oof. That's a brutal one. Is that south side of Chicago?
With 20.
EB, you're the Chicago expert.
I think so.
I think that's right.
I'm not an expert on North and South and all that stuff.
Well, you're more of an expert on Chicago than I am because I've never been there.
But I've only been to Wrigley. I've never been to Comiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
The artist formerly known as Comiskey.
What do they call it?
I don't know the name of the stadium. There's no chance it's Comiskey.
Prudential Life
or
something.
Probably has, yeah. Probably.
I mean, there's just no chance the White Sox don't set the record for losses in a season.
Which is
120.
Wow.
Well, that would tie it. So 121 would be the record. They've got, they played 140 games. So they got 22 games left. And, I mean, they're probably going to win 5 of them. Maybe. Actually, they might not even win 5.
I remember 20 or 25, maybe 30 years ago when all the rappers were wearing Chicago White Sox gear when it was hot.
Do they not wear that anymore? The black and white?
It's got to be embarrassing.
Well, they don't care. I don't think they care. They probably couldn't have named one White Sox player.
I'm sure they couldn't.
They just like it because it was black and white.
I think it's just an embarrassing gear to wear at this point.
So there you go. So the Orioles have a half-game lead over the Yankees. Yankees lost on a walk-off grand slam by Wyatt Langford of the Rangers, the rookie. So half game lead for the Orioles. Nats get win number 62. They are undefeated against the Marlins. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo later.
They're their bitches.
They win 6-2. Patrick Corbin, another win.
He's on a heater.
Let's see. Let's call it his last 4 starts.
Wow.
Okay. His last 4 starts. He's pitched, let's call it 23 innings.
Yeah.
Let's call it, you know, roughly 23 innings. He's only given up 5 earned runs in 23. It's pretty damn good.
The old saving and the best for last.
And his ERA is still 5.4. Yep. Do you think Rizzo, on the final game of the season, you think he drives him to the airport? Or drives his Mayflower truck with all his ass?
He could.
You get move it out of here?
You won't ask him that when he comes on the show later.
Make it awkward.
There would definitely be a pause from Mike Rizzo if you ever asked that question.
So we need.
Well, in August, he was 2-1 with a 3.76 ERA.
Right.
And then so far in September, 3.18 ERA.
Yeah, man.
He looked good last night. I only watched a couple innings. I only watched a couple innings, but he looked good. it was hard to watch that game. There were maybe 100 people at the stadium in Miami. What's Miami Marlins Stadium?
Hold on. Don't tell me.
Because I don't know it.
It's something with a loan in it. Okay. It's loan.
Quicken Loan Stadium?
No, it's not Quicken Loans. It's some sort of mortgage
loan
company.
Loan Depot Park.
Ah, Loan Depot. I knew it had loan in it. Couldn't quite pull it.
Well, there are more letters in Loan Depot Park than there were fans. Last night in Miami, there were just nobody there.
Yeah.
But 6-2, so 62 wins. We need 5 wins for our season.
We're good. I'm already chalking that money up. I'm ready to give Savannah either like a $25 Starbucks gift card or a chip or $25 on Venmo for the hook job.
Real quick, I know we got to go. Let's see. Phillies won 10-9. Kyle Schwarber, 5 hits, 6 RBIs, 3 bombs.
That's a good line.
Hit a 3-run jack in the ninth to win it for the Phillies. So bomb night for him if you got him on your fantasy team. Royals have lost 7 straight now. They lost to the Guardians. Royals still going to go to the playoffs, but they're just bleeding right now. Braves got a 3-0 win. Chris Sale, who's going to win the National League Cy Young, which is kind of a crazy story since he had all these injuries like the last 4 or 5 years, improves to 16-3, 2.4 ERA. Paul Skeens gets his 9th win. ERA 2.13. He beat the Cubbies.
I thought our guy Chris O'Leary was tweeting a few weeks ago that Skeens had like hit a wall or something. His velo was going down. Did you remember any of that? Or was he just?
I'm guessing nobody else but you follows Chris O'Leary.
No, I'm not asking you to follow Chris O'Leary, but I'm asking you to see. I'm asking you, did he have a couple rough outings? Or
yes,
yeah,
not rough. For him, he hasn't been as sharp as he was in, say, June.
Yeah.
He's thrown a lot of balls, a lot of full counts.
Yeah.
So I could see. And
there might be something there.
I think the Pirates know. They know he's pitched so many innings.
He's pitched way too many innings.
They probably should just shut him down. I mean, they're not going to the playoffs.
I think that was his point. Right. Like, what are they doing?
That might be his last start. Who knows?
Yeah.
Last night. But in the month, see, a
bad
month.
But I think they said
month,
they're not going to do that. They're just going to keep throwing him out there.
Well, the talk up there in Pittsburgh, so a buddy of mine lives in Pittsburgh, was saying that they were.
They're
pondering
your Pirates insider?
Well, he's just a guy who lives up there.
Looks like he never throws more than 6 innings.
So a bad month.
It's adding up.
But hold on. A bad month for Skeens was a 3-1 ERA.
Right.
He doesn't throw more than 6 innings because he's throwing 100 pitches in 6 innings because he's throwing a lot of balls.
Yeah, and also he's throwing super high velocity.
Only one out of the last 5 did he hit 100 pitches.
Yeah, right. But I think... if you look at his velo, according to what you call it, it had been down too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So, anyway, so that's baseball from last night. So, there's just a lot going on as we finish out the regular season. We got roughly 22, 23 games left in the regular season before the playoffs.
Coming up next, it is a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's. Savor the drip of Wendy's Saucy Nugs Party Pack, open till midnight or later, participating locations only. We'll play Junkerty. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 for your chance to win Sebastian Maniscalco tickets, as well as a $50 gift card to Wendy's. 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Coming up a little later in the show, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock. We can talk about Patrick Corbin's recent success, Dusty Baker's son.
Yeah.
Darren.
Good story.
He's skinny.
Got to hit his first at-bat.
I think I saw
everyone
like
remembers Darren Baker from 2002 when he was picking up the bat at home plate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
JT Snow scooped him.
Mm-hmm. Before he got pummeled.
Did he get pummeled or did he almost get pummeled?
I think he saved him right before he got pummeled.
Yeah, right before.
Pre-pummeling.
Yeah.
You got him.
Yeah. But I think I saw a stat where something like, what does he have, like 400-some at-bats this year in AAA and hit zippy dingers. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And
he's a slappy.
He's not a power hitter.
And I looked at him and I went, oh, he's a scrawny dude.
Yeah.
What happened to big old Dusty? What happened to the Dusty jeans?
So we'll talk to Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins, will join us coming up at 9:45. He's going to join us every Wednesday at 9:45. When they have a game, they take on Michigan State this weekend.
I feel vindicated, Valdez. J.P. Finley came in yesterday. He's a proud Maryland grad. He said he also does not know the Maryland song.
Okay.
I mean, he knows the M-A-R-Y. Yeah, everyone knows that part from Golden Games.
This is very alarming.
It's just not something that
we're
locked in on.
I think when you guys go over to Terps practice, maybe, that Coach Locks can give you a one-on-one tutoring lesson.
He should
help
you sing the damn song. Yeah.
Give us the lyrics.
The lyrics are right on your computer.
I know.
Well, I mean, all right. What do I look up?
University of Maryland fight song.
Fight song. Okay.
Probably not that difficult. I would guess that.
Literally never Googled that in my life.
I'm sure you haven't.
It might be called the Victory Song.
Okay. Victory Song.
It'll come up.
All right, let's punch up some contestants here.
We played it during basketball games all the time, right? But not just, I mean, during games, before the end. Yeah. Right?
Yes. But didn't they have, like, orientation when you were a freshman? You know, like, that wasn't a core memory of going to learning the song?
No, I went to orientation with EB. We didn't do that.
Core memory of my orientation is when I went into the dorm, I got a bed with someone stole the mattress. I decided to sleep on springs. That's
you slept
my core
on the
memory.
Yes.
I had a sheet and springs, and it was the most painful night of my life. And I'm basically a high school kid. I asked for help. Nobody cared.
You don't have school pride.
I have school pride.
You don't have school pride.
Why? Just because I don't know the fight song?
Yeah.
Sing the fight song.
Maryland, we're all behind you. Raise high the black and gold, for there is nothing half so glorious as to see our team victorious. We've got the team boys, we've got the steam boys. Keep on fighting, don't give in. M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D.
We know that part.
We'll win.
Well done, Valdez.
Cakes just knows the hook, it seems like. You let him go. Cakes just goes victorious. He just knows victorious.
I'm just an honorary Terp. I'm not a full-blooded Terp.
You went to 100 schools. Do you know any of their fight songs?
Of course not.
All right, Drabby, do you know your Arizona State?
Of course.
Sing
I know
it.
Better. I'm not a singer, but.
Come on.
Fight devils down the field. Fight with your might and don't ever yield. Long mare colors outshine all others. Echo from the buttes. Give them hell, devils. Cheer, cheer for ASU. Fight for the old maroon. Hail, hail. The gang's all here and it's onward to victory.
See, he knows it.
All right, Amar, where'd you go to college?
Radford. The Division 8 doesn't have a fight song.
You don't have a fight song? Yeah, you do. I guarantee you do.
I mean, we don't even have a football team.
It's a very good point.
You have a hoops team. I know you have a hoops team. I know a guy playing hoops there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we actually had a fight song in basketball.
All right.
What's Virginia Tech's?
No idea.
Yeah. nice setup.
Looks like there is a Radford fight song, but
of course there's a Radford fight song.
Fight song for every dumb school.
But we went to the same orientation. I don't recall. Now it is 100 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
Any sort of hey, you need to know the fight song.
What about the Mathis fight song? You have to know that
school song or
nope, don't know it.
My brother's the band director there too.
Would he have a?
But like they would play like Jay-Z and stuff at the basketball games. It was so silly. They were good at it.
No, but for the entry, they would play the Notre Dame fight song. Remember? They would play the Notre
pay
Dame.
Pay attention to those things.
The band would play the Notre Dame song.
He's good at it.
Basketball games.
That's probably your fight song. They just changed the words to fit to Mathis.
Maybe.
Most high school fight songs are
off of college.
Right. Colleges, yeah.
Well, my brother could. Matt, if you're listening, tell me what the Mathis fight song is. He can call in and sing it. Yeah, but I actually get a kick out
There's
of
There's a video online
of
the new DeMatha fight song.
All right. Matt, if you want some ADs, call in and give me the sing the fight song. I'm sure he knows it. I'm
Shocker. Sure, isn't sure that your guy? Tom Ponton or something like what's his name?
Tom Ponton.
It says written by Jim Turk and Tom Ponton.
Yeah,
one DeMatha.
That's one of the band guys. And then Ponton.
One DeMatha. DeMatha. One DeMatha. DEMATHA, on DeMatha, we are the Stags. Bring home the banner, raise the flags. One DeMatha, tried and true. Victory for the red and blue. On DeMatha, Stags to the end. Gentlemen and scholars all. Brothers together now and forever. Stand DeMatha. So
it sounds
go
like
Stags.
Hey, the song was written in the 20s.
That didn't sound any different than all those other ones. You guys act like yours are different.
Oh, that was terrible.
Are you kidding? It's the same as yours.
That's devils. Like a glee club or something.
Like that guy, because I think that guy is or was the choir director.
Hey, you know
Jim
what?
Jim Turk.
I couldn't write any song, so I give him props.
Dude, that sounds just like all the other ones.
Wasn't a good week.
Let me hear the Rosebud.
Wasn't a good weekend for DeMatha either. Spalding pummeled
I watched
us.
That game. It was close. Then
how good is the kid that's going to Maryland?
It was hard for me to tell. That's the only.
He's
thing
a big kid.
Did he throw a back behind the back pass against you guys in that game?
I think he might have.
He pulled a Mahomes.
He might have disrespected you guys. He definitely did it in a game. I don't know if it was against DEMATHA. DEMATHA.
It was close. In fact, I think at halftime we were up, Jason.
We only scored 10. Were we up 10-3?
10-7 maybe or something like that. I watched it online from like second quarter on, and then they just kind of pulled away. But it was closer than the score.
All right.
In my whatever.
I don't know if Eleanor Roosevelt has a fight song.
I don't know either.
That song sounded just like all the others. You stop going over there.
All right, we got a bunch of people on the line. We'll knock out some Game Show Wednesday next and hit the skins here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.